If there were any Sackville Town councillors not aware of the developing crisis in housing in the region, that was put to an end last night after a presentation to council by the Tantramar Affordable Housing Initiative. Sackville residents Reggie Beal, Ashley Legere, and Alice Cotton gave an eye-opening presentation on the situation faced by some Sackville families, including testimony from Legere and Beal, who are both facing loss of their current housing. You heard Beal's voice on Tantramar Report yesterday. The home he's been renting is being sold, and Beal needs to leave, but says that after 6 months of looking, he can't find a place, an affordable place to go, even with full-time employment. He told council that having three young children makes the search harder and put out the call for help.
And all you guys know that I'm a hard worker, I'm a full-time worker. I just want somewhere to be able to take my family and call it a home. So it's very scary. It's a very serious situation, and it's really needs to be addressed, needs to be looked at. We need solutions. We need help.
Ashley Legere is a Sackville resident and wellness navigator with Ensemble Moncton.
My job is to literally find housing for individuals who are experiencing homelessness and removing barriers to access. And I'm going to be probably the first wellness navigator who is also going to end up homeless. As of Saturday, my rental has been sold, and I have 3 months to move out of my home, the only home my daughter has ever known, and I have 3 months to find another place to live. If I don't find another place to live in 3 months that is affordable, and affordable is considered 30% of your income, then I'm at a loss. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to house the 185 people in Moncton who are currently experiencing homelessness while being homeless myself.
Legere told council that when she looked into comparable options in Sackville to her current rental situation, she found a place at more than double the cost. See, she suggested that new housing in the area should include a certain proportion of units subsidized by NB Housing to ensure that there are homes available for people for roughly a third of their income. Legere was the driving force behind Sackville acquiring a harm reduction vending machine, which sits inside the doors of the United Church at Main and Bridge. She told council that based on her experience helping bring the machine to Sackville, she felt council could help contribute to solutions.
I think there are all kinds of opportunity here in Sackville to make it more inclusive, to make it better. It's not supposed to be a scary place to live. And I think the town council has a multitude of options to help their most vulnerable. I've seen it. You've put a harm reduction vending machine. You've ended period poverty in Sackville successfully. Going on the second year in a row, you've helped provide naloxone for free. You've provided donations of snacks for people who are hungry. So I know that you're able to do those things. I know that when presented with adversity, Sackville doesn't generally just lay down and take it. There are a lot of big brains in this town. So I hope that we can all get together and figure out some solutions.
Alice Cotton spoke about the work of the Tantramar Affordable Housing Initiative, a recently formed group of citizens looking for short-term and long-term solutions to the crisis. Cotton also drew a stark picture of what the initiative has learned about the housing situation in Sackville.
The New Brunswick Rentalsman predicts that the homelessness situation will greatly expand in the next 6 months, province-wide, because many multi-unit dwellings are being taken off the market. Sackville's population has increased by close to 700 people in the last 5 years, but housing availability has not kept pace. Since September, the Sackville Food Bank has added 51 new households, increasing by 50%. Some people have said that they have had to leave Sackville and live in Dorchester and Olac, where food choices are limited and expensive. Rental rates have gone up along with the price of houses, while salaries have not kept up.
The initiative surveyed area residents online about their housing situation and needs, hearing from 97 different respondents in the Tantramar region. The initiative says that the resounding solution to these issues was to have an independent, not-for-profit, affordable housing option offered in the community. Cotton said the housing initiative is poised to help.
So the Tantramar Affordable Housing Initiative has at its disposal a group of dedicated people who have experience in developing community initiatives. Some individuals have indicated that they are willing to donate and invest in this initiative, and some others have even said they would donate land. So here, in general terms, are some of the questions we are working on, and we know you can't answer these tonight. Would it be possible to acquire a temporary permission for the use of land for mini homes, recreation vehicles, or other temporary structures while developing longer-term solutions? How do we go about developing a plan for affordable, sustainable housing in Sackville and the surrounding rural areas in the Southeast Regional Service Commission? How can the town provide support in our discussions with developers and landowners in building more affordable housing? We are working towards creating a nonprofit organization that provides egalitarian housing options tied to the renter's income, not to the market. We are requesting that the town of Sackville, through staff and counselors, work with the Tantramar Affordable Housing Initiative to move these ideas to exploration, costing, and implementation.
Counselors and the mayor were sympathetic to the plights presented and offered help, but there were no concrete solutions offered up, at least in the short term. Mayor Sean Michaud said that housing has been a topic of conversation at the Southeast Regional Service Commission and recommended the initiative members speak to Plan 360 to find out what immediate options might be available.
You know, something, this is something we hear about more and more. I think what's happened is with this pandemic, we've realized some of the shortcomings within our system.
Inclusionary zoning, or the ability to require certain percentages of new development meet certain goals like affordability, is a tool that municipalities in New Brunswick have been promised but still don't have. Councillors Sabine Dietz and Deputy Mayor Andrew Black mentioned the possibility, but CAO Jamie Burke clarified that the tool has yet to be incorporated in the provincial legislation that governs municipalities, and the suggestion has been that it will be tested out in cities first. Black said he's been hearing about the housing crisis at conferences and webinars for some time and pointed out the breadth of the problem.
It's everywhere. Mm. The housing crisis is everywhere. It's across Canada.
Yeah.
So talking about looking at shelters in Moncton, Fredericton, Halifax, St. John, going further, Quebec, Toronto, wherever, they have their own crises to deal with. And so pulling somebody from the community that they want to be in and live in and putting them somewhere else, they're overflowing. It's everywhere.
Right.
So it's not a solution at all, not even short term.
Right.
So it's why it's even more important to be dealing with this immediately. And with the federal government promising money for housing initiatives.
Supposed to be part of their mandate. Yeah.
Right. And I think town council, I'm speaking for myself, but town council, I believe, and groups such as yours should be ready for when some of that money starts coming through the federal, provincial, and municipal level.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you so much. Thank you very, very much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
That was Deputy Mayor Andrew Black addressing Tantramar Affordable Housing Initiative member Alice Cotton at council last night.